USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States passed the grim milestone Monday of 500,000 deaths from COVID. According to new data from Johns Hopkins University, 500,176 Americans have succumbed to the virus. That's nearly 20% of the known global COVID deaths. President Biden held a vigil at the White House Monday evening to honor the lives lost in the nearly year-long pandemic. He said the country will recover while remembering those lives lost.
This nation will smile again. This nation will know sunny days again. This nation will know joy again. And as we do, we'll remember each person we've lost, the lives they lived, the loved ones they left behind. We will get through this, I promise you. But my heart aches for you, those of you who are going through it right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee will hear Tuesday from the heads of drug makers who are producing coronavirus vaccines and their plans for expanding vaccine manufacturing. A representative from Johnson & Johnson is expected to testify that it will be able to deliver 20 million doses of its vaccine by the end of March, according to a Politico report. Johnson & Johnson could receive an emergency use authorization for its single-shot vaccine as early as this weekend, as an FDA panel will consider its data later this week. And the wife of Mexican drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arrested Monday, according to the Justice Department. Emma Coronel Aispuro was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. She's charged with trafficking cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and meth into the U.S. Coronel Aispuro is also believed to have helped her husband escape from a Mexican prison in July 2015 and was allegedly planning another escape for him before his extradition to the United States in 2017. El Chapo is currently serving a life sentence for his actions as the head of the Sinaloa drug cartel. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The price of gasoline continues to soar, up 13 cents for a national average of $2.63 a gallon. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
That price is 24 cents higher than a month ago. And according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the price could be going even higher.
Average gas prices will likely continue to rise some 5 to 15 cents a gallon over the next 2 weeks, so long as oil prices do not see additional gain.
The increase of 13 cents a gallon is due to 12 refineries being shut down in Texas due to the snowstorm.
Oil prices continue to put pressure on gasoline prices, but are holding near $60 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. But average gas prices soared last week after refinery shutdowns in Texas impacted gasoline production.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And Seattle Mariners President and CEO Kevin Mather resigned from the MLB club on Monday after a video of comments he made to a Rotary club surfaced, drawing widespread condemnation. Mather apologized for his comments on Sunday night, saying he took full responsibility for his lapse in judgment. In the presentation to the Bellevue, Washington Rotary Club on February 5th, Mather made what many consider disrespectful remarks about several of the team's players and employees, including critiques of the English of multiple foreign players. This wasn't the only controversy Mather had caused during his tenure with the team. He was the target of allegations of harassment by two former female employees in the late 2000s. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.